This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay. My Rabbi, welcome everyone. Agon Erev Shabbos, as we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas, Vayetze, and we're continuing with our series on Tefillah. The series on Tefillah is sponsored by our good friend Rabbi Tzala Rose of Los Angeles, Lili Nishmas's brother, Tzvi Ben Levi Yitzchak, Neshama Shev Aliyah, Shpil Mel Tzioshev for his whole Mishpacha, Ad B'yas Goel Tzedek. So we're now beginning Pesukei Dezimra, both according to Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard. You would think that Mizmor Shir is part of Pesukei Dezimra. According to Nusach Ashkenaz, it is not. According to Nusach Sfard, maybe it is. We both say it, but one would have thought that in Nusach Ashkenaz, Mizmor Shir has more prominence than in Nusach Sfard, because it's the intro to Pesukei Dezimra. But as we're going to see, in Nusach Ashkenaz, not only is it not really the intro, it's a recent addition to the Siddur. Actually, we're going to see Mizmor Shir is the Nusach Ali'ari. So Nusach Sfard made it so important that they put it into Pesukei Dezimra, and it even crept into Nusach Ashkenaz. But authentic Nusach Ashkenaz, Mizmor Shir is not part of Pesukei Dezimra, and it's not even an introduction to Pesukei Dezimra. But why is it in our Siddur? So let's begin with the Aruch HaShulchan. I have a clearer print, so maybe if you know what the words are. Okay, let me just fix the Mar Mekoymos here. One second. Do you see it now? It's made bigger? No, okay, one second. One second.
Very blurry.
Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan says as follows. Aruch HaShulchan is in Siman Nunois Dalet. Aruch HaShulchan says, V'tama miros psukim elu, the Mizmor Shel Chanukas. The reason why we say these psukim, which by the way comes from Perek Lamed of Tehillim, Amru Shloimai. Shloimai said this Perek b'shal shehichnis ha'ara in the base Kodesh HaKadoshim, when he brought in the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'loinene, and he wasn't answering, he couldn't get the doors open. Ad she hizker zuchus David, until he reminded Ribbono Shel Olam, so to speak, of the zuchus of David, k'di'isan Shabbos. By the way, a way to remember, Mizmor Shir is Kapitel Lamed, and it's in Daf Lamed in Masechet Shabbos. Ulefi shekol psukei dezimra im psukei David HaMelech, since all the psukei dezimra are the psukim of David HaMelech, lefikach hikdimu mikoidem, therefore it advanced first. These psukim, Mizmor Zeh, Sheboi Nigle Tzidkasai. Because this pasuk, this parak, reveals the righteousness of David. V'lachein lo yichnisu b'tach Pesukei Dezimra. That's why they didn't put it into Pesukei Dezimra. Because it's not part of Pesukei Dezimra. It's basically the parak that Shlomo said to be mazkir, the zechusim of David, so that the Aron is allowed entrance to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So it has really nothing to do with Pesukei Dezimra. It's basically, by the way, Ribbono Shel Olam, we're about to say a lot of Pesukim from Tehillim. They were composed by David. And who is David? Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LaDavid. He's the one who this chapter was used to be able to bring in the Aron into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. However, there is a Sefer on a Siddur, and actually I got this Siddur in Sydney, Australia. I met one of the rabbeim in the day school, and he had a siddur called Tfilas Yeshurun, which is basically a siddur of the original Nusach Ashkenaz. And in original Nusach Ashkenaz, Ein Oimrim Mizmor Shir Chanukas Habayis. You don't say this. Oy Mizmor Acher Lefnei Baruch Shamar, or anything else before Baruch Shamar. Because Baruch Shem is a bracha on Mizmorei Shevach, and it needs to be Oivar L'Asiyasan. I imagine that this is a typo over here, because this is not a reason not to say anything before Baruch Shem. This is a reason not to say anything after Baruch She'amar. It says, Oy Mizmar Acher Lefnei. It probably should say, Oy Mizmar Acher Achar Baruch She'amar. That's what I bet. But one thing is for sure, Nosuch Ashkenaz did not have Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis. So what do we? Why am I telling this to you? Because if you're running late, and you need an extra 30 seconds, Lefi Anias Daiti, if it's better, more important to say anything in Psukei Dezimra than to say Mizmar Shir Chanukah Sabayis, because it is not really part of the Nusach. It was added much later. The same, okay, that's what I was saying. Now, what is authentic Nusach Ashkenaz? Lefnei Baruch She'amar Machriz HaShamish Oy HaShatz Shesika Yofeh B'Shas HaTfila. Nosuch Ashkenaz, they give a clap on the bima. Quiet is nice during davening. And as we're about to see, Reb Schwab, who wrote a commentary on the Siddur, especially trying to explain some of the authentic customs of Minhag Ashkenaz, is bewildered. How could you say it's nice to be quiet during davening? Someone who talks during davening, the Shulchan Aruch says, he's like a murderer. So would you say it's very nice not to murder people? It's very nice not to schmooze during Psukei Dezimra. You're not allowed to. It's a terrible sin. Not only that, Rav Miller said that one may not pray in a shul where they speak by the davening. One can't even daven there. So how could you... this announcement seems to be keneged the halacha. And this is a question that Rav Schwab addresses. How are you allowed to announce Shesika Yafa B'Shas Tefillah? That's wrong, it's halachically wrong. But first let's get the history of Mizmar Shir. V'harba kehilo yisar Mizmar Shir chanuga sabayis l'David. Koydem Baruch She'amar. U'minog zeh nishtar bev mipulen. First of all, it's a Polish minog. Mizmar Shir chanuga sabayis l'David. Raise your hand if you come from Poland. Me, I am a thoroughbred Polish yid. Let's see. My father's parents are both from Poland, and both of their parents are... No, my grandfather's parents are both from Poland. My grandmother's father was from Poland, but he got a shidduch from a wealthy family from St. Petersburg. He was a rav of the city, so they sent him a shidduch from St. Petersburg. Okay, Mitzad Hasheni, I have mostly Polish, and I do admit, don't tell anyone, a little Hungarian. Just a little bit. Okay. So, but anyway, this is a Polish minhag, which means it is not Nusach Ashkenaz. It is called Nusach Poland. Now, when do we ever have Nusach Poland? Anybody know? There are two. Right. There is no such thing as Nusach Svard Slichais. There's Nusach Ashkenaz Slichais and Nusach Poland Slichais. For some reason, the Nusach Sfard people, they become Polishe when it comes to Slichais. That's on them. That's, you know, there's no Nusach Sfard Slichais. The other place where you have Nusach Poland is Kel Erech HaPayim, that you say right before you say Vayihi Ben Saya, which is the most unknown halacha. Every time we skip Tachnon, everyone says, oh, Vayihi Ben Saya. And they skip Kel Erech HaPayim, which is not allowed to be skipped. Kel Erech HaPayim has nothing to do with Tachnun. The only time you skip Kel Erech HaPayim, the Mishnah Berurah says, is when you don't say Lam Natseach. But if you don't say Tachnun and you do say Lam Natseach, you absolutely say Kel Erech HaPayim. There are two Nuschois. There's Nusach Ashkenaz and there's Nusach Poland. Some even say that if you're Nusach Poland, you say both. Maybe one time with Bez Hashem, we should have a shir on that. Now, so this is a Polish minog. It's based on the Kabbalah of the Ri. It's not brought in Shulchan Aruch. Any siddur printed more than 400 years ago, it doesn't appear. I guess, right? And it's in the KAJ siddur, it's not there. The Kihilas Kaladas Yeshurun Siddur was formulated hundreds of years before Kabbalah became widespread, when Kabbalah was just the practice of saintly individuals. Now, Uminog Frankfurt. The minog in Frankfurt is Lahachwes Kan Shesika Yafe B'Shas Tfila. V'chol HaShoymei Yisma. Anyone who hears this minog wonders, Harei Adibar Bem Tfila Osir Meyikar Adin V'Osir Lanoi Tfila Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. You know that from Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy until the end of davening, you're not allowed to say, from Baruch Sha'amar until Shemoy Ne'esu, you can't even answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Ubishlama. How can you say not talking is nice? Atma, it's a wonder. Bishlama, the minog that in Frankfurt before they blow the shofar they say shesika yafa b'shas tefila. V'chein lefnei kriyas hamegillah shesika yafa b'shas kriyas hamegillah. In Frankfurt they like to say shesika yafa. Asher lechayra gam sham yiksha. You can ask there also. Arei shtika chiyuvi. You're obligated to be quiet. Shem lo yishama tkiya. If you miss one tkiya, lo yatsa. If you miss one word of the Megillah, lo yatsa. So in Frankfurt, how could they say it's a good thing to be quiet during Megillah? And during tkiya, it's mamish asur to talk. You could say, what that means is, the listeners should be careful not to disrupt or distract one another. You know, sometimes during davening, all of a sudden people pull out Setlach from their pocket and they start looking at it and they start analyzing it. It's mamish disturbing. You know the guy in the shul? He didn't realize that he's not allowed to look at his cell phone in a shul. But the problem is, not only is he disturbing himself, he's disturbing everybody. Because this guy, he's checking the weather, he's checking the sports scores from the night before, he's checking his stocks, and he's disturbing like 17 people who have the good sense not to bring their phone in the shul, but are getting distracted by this guy. So shtika yafe means don't distract anyone. But to say before tefillah, every day, it's a nice thing to be quiet. What do you mean it's a nice thing to be quiet? The Mishnah Berurah brings that it brings disaster to the Jewish people to talk by davening. So this guy is like harming Jews. He's destroying the Jewish people from the comfort of his own shul. And in Frankfurt, they say it's very nice to be quiet by davening. Right? Would they announce in shul, it's a very beautiful thing for a person not to eat pork? I mean, what's that going to do to Judaism? It's going to destroy Judaism if people think it's just a nice thing not to eat pork. So says Reb Schwab, the Tzarech Loimar, you got to say as follows. Shehakavono lo'oysom anoshom ha'ma'achrim lovel beis ha'knesses. You have some guys who come late. Va'oid lo yischilu l'spalel. V'loimar baruch shamar. They're not up to baruch shamar. Or, oid lo yischilu l'spalel yotzidei chavasim betfila. I would prefer to say, what about the guys who davened in the early minyan and now they're learning in the Beis HaKnesses? So now they want to go tell Divrei Torah to the people who are davening. So we tell them, look, Reb Yid, it's very nice you got up early and it's nice that you learned. But now there are other Jews who are davening and keep, it's a nice thing for you to be quiet. They want to talk my diem lahem. We tell them as follows: Shasika yafalem b'shas hatfila. When other people are davening, she'enenu min animus. It is not etiquette she'yifat b'tu that you guys should chatter v'yafriu kavanas oim l'mishbech siach l'tayadon kol for those who are trying to pray to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. Who said it? It was said by Shlomai. Who composed it? David. Why didn't David say it? David didn't say it because he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash. He wasn't allowed to. So why did David compose a tefillah to be said by the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash if he didn't build the Beis HaMikdash? So in the Sefer Medrash Chachamim, Rav Pinchas Mipolsk, student of the Gra, he's called the Magid Tzedek of Vilna. He says, "Ha'inyan hu, ki be'emes loibana David es habayis." The truth is, David did not build the Beis HaMikdash. V'loi chincha, he didn't inaugurate it. Keman de'amar, ato lo yisivna habayis, like the pasuk says, you will not build a house. Rak heichin es kol tzarchi habayis. He prepared all the needs of the Mikdash. Umasar l'shloimai b'nai, he gave it to Shlomo. He gave the materials. He prepared the needs. V'gam heichin es hamizmar hazeh. He even prepared the inaugural song, La'aymroi bizman chanukas habayis. Ki oz ho'idia lo'i HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because at the chanukas habayis, God demonstrated to him, Shemach lo'i aloi se'yavain, that he forgave him for the sin of Ba'asheva, k'moy she'evtiach lo'i, like God promised David that he would forgive him. V'hu she'divgu she'arim ze'bezeh, because we know the gates clung together ad she'amar Shlomo, until Shlomo said, Ba'avur David avdecha, al toshay, p'nei mishichecha, because of David your servant, do not turn away your anointed one. U'miyad niftuchu ha'sha'arim, v'oz nefchu p'neim shel sonei David k'shulei k'deira. Then David's enemy's face turned black like the bottom of a chullin pot. V'zeh omroi mizmar shir chanukas habayis l'David, arei mimcha Hashem ki dilisani. David said at the inauguration of the bayis, I praise you, Hashem, I elevate you, Hashem, that you lifted me up. V'loi simachto oivai li, you didn't let my enemies rejoice over me, because the fact that the gates didn't open, until Shlomo said, Ba'avur David avdecha, al toshev, and all of a sudden the gates opened, and then it was clear that Hashem forgave David on the sin of Ba'asheva, and all the enemies of David were embarrassed. So David actually composed this song in gratitude of a future chesed that Hashem would do for him. And in fact, Rashi himself says in Tehillim, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis, David said it, Sheyoimruhu Halevim beChanukas Habayis b'mei Shlomai, that the Levim should say it at the inauguration of the Beis Hamikdash in the times of Shlomo. Now, I want to share with you an amazing briskarav. Oh, I didn't write what it is. It's the Chidushei Hagriz on Tehillim. Let's see if I have it here. You know the Chidushei Hagriz, the big black Chidushei Hagriz on the Rambam? There's a little black Chidushei Hagriz on Chumash. And in the back he has on Neviim and Ksuvim. So he's bothered by the question, Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis L'David, this is the song of inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. How many psukim in this perek talk about the Beis HaMikdash? None. So what kind of song of inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash is it? They have a whole perek speaking about David being healed and saved from his enemies. What in the world does that have to do with the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash? Imagine if somebody built a new shul, and at the inauguration, all the person's talking about is how they were healed from their illness. It's very nice. It has nothing to do with the Chanukah Sabayis. Says the Briska Rav, Inyan zeh ha-mizmar, this mizmar v'shaychusa l'chanukah sabayis nira, it would seem al-pima de'isa b'yalko divrei hayomim simen tof tof reish pe aleph, Rabbi Yehuda b'shem Reb Shimon b'Rabbi somebody, Megillas beis hamikdash Masra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'amida. The scroll of the temple, God gave it to Moses standing. Hadahu dechsev viata pa'amidi madi. God and Moshe were standing when he got the architectural plans of the Mikdash. Moshe masal Yeshua Ba'amida. Amad Yeshua masal Zakenim Ba'amida. Amdu zekein masal neviim be'amida. Amdu neviim masal David be'amida. Amad David masal shloima b'nei be'amida. Shenemar vi'ata Hashem chanini v'hakimini v'ashalma lohem ad kan. What do we learn from here? That the architectural plans of the temple must be transmitted standing. If you're sitting, you can't receive them and you can't give them. Hare shemegillas beis hamikdash. And v'alzeh hispalel David. This is what David prayed. Shamar chanini, v'hakimini. Be gracious to me and allow me to stand. Sheyuchal limsos megillas v'samikdash l'shoyma ba'amida. V'zeh gam kein kol inyon hamizmar hacha. This is the whole subject of this chapter. Shehoida l'Hashem. David is thanking God our refuasai for his being cured, being able to stand up from his illness, Because if he could stand up from his illness, he could transmit the architectural plans to Solomon. My enemies did not rejoice over me. Keneged. This corresponds to what David said. David's enemies daven the opposite. Sheyamos David, that David should die. V'layuchal imsaras ha-megillah, and they won't be able to give over the Megillah. V'kulei hai be Ibn Ezra sham shehakra d'v'loy simach d'oyvay li. The Ibn Ezra says that when David says that God, you didn't let my enemies rejoice over me. Musav al ha'amor b'mizmar ashrei maskel eldol. Meaning David HaMelech in this Mizmar is thanking Hashem for curing him because his enemies wanted him dead. Now, v'hinei kasov oyva yoimru masai amos v'avad shmi. The enemies wanted David to die. So right now we're learning one thing. That this Mizmar is connected to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Because if you're sick in, if one Chas Hashem is sick in his mitas cholyoi, they cannot receive the plans of the Mikdash and they can't deliver the plans. So being cured from illness and being saved from pitfall is the requisite ingredient in Binyan HaMikdash. Now, Be'emes, I was sort of thinking about this question for a little while. Two questions. Which name is the most frequent name that appears in davening? Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe. I don't think so. David. We say, what do we say?
Mizmar LaDavid.
We say Mizmar LaDavid. Vayivarech David. Vayomer David. We say, David. We say Esemach David. So certainly in Shmoneh Esrei, his name appears. I guess Avraham appears twice. David appears twice. Avraham appears Asher Bacharta B'Avraham, but David appears a number of times in Psukei Dezimra. And the whole tefillah was basically composed by David. But what I was wondering about more recently is that why do we talk about David in two consecutive brachas? In Yerushalayim we say, V'chisei David mehir l'soicha tachin. And then again, as Samach David avducha mehir satzmiach. So I believe the Brisker Rav is going to answer this question. He says, Be'emes inyan beis hamikdash u'malchus beis David k'shurim metoyim zebezeh. The building of the beis hamikdash and the sovereignty of David is hinged one on the other. Because, K'nechsiv b'malachim, le'bacharti b'ir mikol shiftei Yisrael livnais bayis, I did not select any city among all the shvatim of Klal Yisrael to build my house, but I selected David to be on my nation. So we see from here that when God is talking about the selection of Yerushalayim, it's in the context of the selection of David. We see David's selection was a hachana for the Beis HaBechira. And I would say because of the Rambam says, the building of the Beis HaMikdash is contingent on there being a melech. Ulahalon, it says, V'hashevet ho'echad yiyaloyu l'man Yerushalayim ho'yer asher b'charti. So we see that for Yerushalayim, you need Malchus Beis David to be extant. Also, it says, Lahakim es benoy acharav ulahamed es Yushalayim. So we see the way to establish Yushalayim is that there should be Malchus Beis David. And the Rambam paskins this way, La'alacha, in Yushalayim, we don't appoint a king, Ela Mizera David. And it's a pasuk in Tehillim. Yerushalayim habenuya kir shechubra la'yachtav. Kishama yashvu kisos l'mishpat kisos l'beis David. It is a tenai in Yerushalayim that there should be Sanhedrin and Malchus. Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim without David. And so it comes out Malchus based David has two independent values. One, an inherent value, we need Malchus Beis David, and Yerushalayim is not Yerushalayim without Malchus Beis David. So in the bracha of Yerushalayim Ircha, we stick in V'chisei David Meher L'soicha Tachin. And in the bracha of Samach David, we also mention the importance of David. V'harbe Mikrois, there are many psukim, B'malachim, L'man Heyois, so that there should be Nir L'David Avdi B'Yerushalayim. So Briskarov is sort of addressing directly what we asked. Even though there's another specific bracha for Malchus Beis David. In benching, we say anyone who doesn't mention Malchus Beis David in Bani Yerushalayim, you're not Yotzei. Rachim no, Hashem l'kein, Yisrael mach, Hashem l'kein, Hashem l'kein, Hashem l'kein, Malchus b'Yisrael m'shichecho, uv'nei Yerushalayim ha-kodesh. The Rambam says, the reason why if you don't say Malchus b'Yisrael in this bracha, is because the whole inyan of the bracha, she'in nechama gemur el b'chazos Malchus b'Yisrael. The consolation is not complete until the restoration of the Malchus Beis David. Hare the Chazoras Malchus Beis David, the restoration of Malchus Beis David, who may inyan bin Yerushalayim, in Yerushalayim, Gemira, ele b'chazoras Malchus Beis David, l'soicha. Look in Bava Kama, Ezehu matbea shel Yerushalayim, what is the coin of Jerusalem? Davud u'shloime mitzarecha, v'Yerushalayim ir ha-kodesh mitzad acher, v'haynu mishum dekach hu matbea v'tzuras Yerushalayim. That is the image, that is the form, that is the model of Yerushalayim. That is together with Malchus Beis David, namely David and Shloimeh, like the Rambam says. Also, when Hashem swore to David that he would be Mekayim his Malchus, and his Malchus's candle would never extinguish, we find Matzina Shekila HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'yachad im the selection of Yerushalayim, which is forever. Like what he have in Tehillim, Nishba Hashem LeDavid, Emes Lo Yoshev Mimena, Gam B'neihem Adead Yeshu LeKiselach Ki Bachar Hashem B'tzion. In context of God's selection of David and His everlasting promise to David is God selected Zion, Zois Menuchasi Adead, Sham Atzmiach Keren LeDavid Arach Diner LeMshichi, Hare D'shtei HaHavtachos Kishurois Utluyoi Zebezed. These two promises are geknipt und gebindert. They are entangled. They are dependent one on the other. De beshvil ki bachar Hashem b'tzion, because God selected Zion, v'zois menuchasi adayad, and this is God's everlasting place of rest, therefore your descendants will have to sit on the throne there forever. Ukeshem, says the Briskarov, just like Bechiras Yerushalayim is forever, so too Malchus Beis David is forever, because you cannot have one without the other. This is what it means in Tehillim. Vatorem kirem karni, valoisi b'shem en ranon, shesulim b'veis Hashem, b'chatzis elekenu yafrichu. What does it mean, vatorem kirem karni? You raised up like a ram my horn. Karni refers to the Karni of Melucha Malchus Beis David. Like it says, Baloisi b'shemen ranan, that it was anointed with the Shemen HaMishcha. And then it says, Shesulim b'veis Hashem Malchus Beis David is Kiyom. Shasul b'veis Hashem b'veis HaMikdash. In that nevuah is Menuchasi Adayad. And then that it says, V'sham b'chatzin yafrichu, sham atzmis karen ledavid. Fine. So let's get to the upshot of this. So Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis is a reference to David being healed, that he could stand up. And what does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? V'lazeh kivnu oivi David. This was David's enemy's intention. Their intention was, they wanted David not to get up from his illness. They they wanted to stop him from giving over the plans, or the architectural plans of Beis HaMikdash, his son Shlomo. And if there won't be a Beis HaMikdash, there won't be Malchus Beis David anymore. That was their plan. They knew if David was sick, he couldn't give over the plans. If he can't give over the plans, there won't be a temple. Why do they not want a temple? Because without a temple, there ain't Malchus Beis David. V'zehu v'avad Shemai. Right? Because Shekol kiyuma kashu v'tovu yishlam v'mikdash. V'zehu v'avad Shemai ratzolai mashem Malchus Beis David. V'zehu shamasayim. This is why David concludes, L'besoif, ani betumi tamachtabi. I in my wholesomeness, you supported me and you stood me up. This way my malchus lasts forever. Not like they say. And about this, David was moide, and he thanked Hashem, Mizmar Shir, Chanukah Sabayis, and my enemies did not rejoice over me. And the whole inyan of this Mizmar is gratitude for being stood up from his illness, which allowed the plans to be given over, allowed the Beis HaMikdash to be built, and allowed the everlasting continuity of the Malchus Beis David. Now you could ask, just like the selection of Yerushalayim is forever, Malchus Beis David also lasts forever. But what does that mean? Do we have Malchus Beis David today? So maybe you could say, just like Yerushalayim was selected forever, even though we won't always have a mikdash, David is selected forever. Or maybe you could add, like the Arbar Benel says, that when Yaakov Avinu said, Lo Yasur Shevet Mi Yehuda, he didn't mean that kings will always be from Yehuda, but Torah leadership will always come from Shevet Yehuda. And the Arbar Benel says, until his times, the Gedolei Yisrael, Ruba, Deruba, Deruba, the leaders of the Jewish people come from David HaMelech. We could give a few examples. Rashi was a direct descendant of David. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the Rambam, the Maharal of Prague. These are all direct descendants of David HaMelech. The truth is, almost 80% of Ashkenazic Jewry comes from David HaMelech. But that is the observation of the Arbar Benel. Now we go to one of the best Sfarim ever written on the Siddur. It's called Praise My Soul by Harav Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. A song of a poem of the inauguration of the house by David. David proposed to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem decreed that it be erected by Shlomo. Yet David did not desist from preparing all the materials for the sanctuary. And he did whatever he was permitted to do. He left nothing undone. Even the song, which would be sung, he composed. You might say, well, David, if you're not going to build it, then why would you prepare the materials? We find similarly, though, Moshe was not permitted to enter Eretz Yisrael, yet he set aside three cities of refuge on the far side of the Jordan, even though they were ineffective without the other three in Canaan. The righteous do not seek to exempt themselves from mitzvahs, and even when not obligated, they attempt to serve Hashem voluntarily. We see here the fundamental principle of the entire Avodah. As Rav Miller, note that nothing is said in the song about the sanctuary other than in the title. The only mention of the Mikdash is Mizmar Shir Chanukas Habayis LeDavid, but there's nothing in the whole perek about the Mikdash. It's all about gratitude. Why didn't David compose a song about the Mikdash? From here we learn the whole purpose of a mikdash and the objective of a mikdash and what the purpose of avodah is. If David composed an inauguration about a song for the mikdash and there's not a word about the mikdash in this perek, all it contains is expressions of gratitude to Hashem, we then learn the important lesson that the sole objective and purpose of the mikdash is to express gratitude to Hashem. The purpose of the offerings and all the service in the sanctuary and in the synagogue. The only reason we go to shul is solely to demonstrate gratitude for Hashem's kindliness. This is the true meaning of avodah. The sanctuary says, I thank you. Meaning, if you go to shul and after 2 hours you leave and we say, Rabbi, what did you do there? What did I do? I found out what tomorrow's weather is going to be. I found out what the Yankees did last night. I found out how my stocks are doing. And I found out everything I need to know. But did you at any time turn to the Lord and say, Ribbono Shel, I thank you for creating me. I thank you for giving me a house. I thank you for giving me a pillow and a bed and a shower and a toothbrush and breakfast. Oh, you didn't do that? Then maybe you didn't do anything, because that's the whole purpose of going to shul. That we learn from Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis. It's a song of inauguration of the Bayis, and it doesn't say a word about the Bayis other than gratitude. That teaches us the sole function of the Mikdash is gratitude. Let us conclude with the words of the Yisoid V'Sharish Avoda. He says, Hinei Achai V'Reai, my brothers and my friends. Certainly, when you mention praises of Hashem, we don't need to inspire you to be aflame with Devekos to Hashem, because the words themselves bespeak, the words themselves, if you say them and you understand them, Beperish Hamilois, they will alight and inflame your heart to have great kavana. And therefore, says Yisrael V'Shar Shavoida, since we are only mezareis, someone who is already mezuras, therefore, I would like to remind a few important kavanos that are available during the first parak of Mizmor Shir Chanukah Sabayis Adavid. Says the Yisrael V'Shar Shavoida, he mitikun gadol mitikunei atfilos, so the first thing we learn is, even authentic Nosuch Sfard is to say Mizmar Shir before Baruch Sha'amar. That's what the Yisoid V'Shar Shavayda says. Now, how did it get in? I don't know. But he says, Al Pi the Ari is to say before Baruch Sha'amar. Uve Mizmar Zeh Roy L'Chavin Kavanois Yisharois. You should have very mechuvendika kavanos here. Meaning, if someone has a mechush, you have a headache, you have a toe ache, you have a skin ailment, or you have an illness with your health, or someone in your household, and Hashem answered you, let's say Hashem cured you, when you say the words, Shivati Eilecha Vatir Paini, I cried out to you and you healed me, you should give a shevach v'hoidah with great kavana al tzumat HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you had an illness and you davened and Hashem healed you. Furthermore, when you say Hashem ha'alisam in sha'al nafshi, you should give a great hoidah and shevach b'simcha al tzumat HaHashem that He gave you your lot in life to be among the Jewish people and not among the Gentiles. You should think when you say the words, God, you took me out of the abyss, you should think the words, Shaloya Sanigai. You need to know, the whole Tehillim was composed by David HaMelech Baruch HaKodesh for the entirety of Klal Yisrael. And even words that seem to have an individual interpretation, in other words, it's going on Lashon Yachid, but nevertheless, it's really referring to the whole Jewish people. It's going on every single individual. Everything that said Baruch HaKodesh is said on Klal Yisrael on every single individual. When you say Ma Betza Bedami, you say, God, what benefit is there in my death? You should die. You should have in mind that Hashem, I don't want to die. When you say the words Ma Betza Bedami, you should think, Ribbono Shel Olam, please keep me alive. Ribbono Shel Olam, please keep alive everyone in my family. Ribbono Shel Olam, I don't want any Jew to die. When you say the words Ma Betza Bedami, you should be mechavin for yourself, for your mishpacha, and for all of Klal Yisrael. Because every single Jew, What does a Jew do with his life? He thanks and praises Hashem. So we say, God, I don't want to die, because then I can't thank you. When you say Shema Hashem v'chaneni, you should be mispalo for yourself and Klal Yisrael. Says Yisrael Bishar Shavoida the following rule. Whenever you say a pasuk or a tefillah b'lashon yachid, and you have in mind yourself, you shouldn't only have in mind yourself. When you say Rafa'inu, yeah, you should have in mind yourself. You should say me and all of Klal Yisrael. Rashem Ani Parnasa, me and all of Klal Yisrael. Ribbono Shel Olam, please help out this one and all of Klal Yisrael. Uveteva is Hashem Leikei Le'olam Ideka. You should be makabel on your machshava, a genuine Kabbalah with great simcha. That you will praise and thank Hashem, and your children will praise and thank Hashem your entire life. Hashem alaykai le'olam ideka. Okay, Marv Raboisai, wishing everybody a wonderful Shabbos, bracha v'atzlacha, and see you, if you want, Sunday morning, there's an Iyun chair at 10:30, or after that, Bezos Hashem, Monday morning, Agra de Pirka. Raboisai, have a great Shabbos. Okay, kol tov everyone.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.